What's up, Nerd of God Squad? My name's Ryan, and it's time for your Nerd of Godcast, Daily Diva. So today, I want to talk to you about a film trope, a particular favorite of mine, that I mostly know from Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. As Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan Kenobi are in the Gungan speeder, escaping from Odo Gunga with Jar Jar Binks, they are chased by a giant sea creature that is eventually eaten by a larger sea creature. That I believe is also eventually eaten by a larger sea creature. There's always a bigger fish. It shows up in Jurassic Park, Lord of the Rings, Star Trek, King Kong. That concept that whatever's chasing you, there's something bigger chasing it, and there's probably something bigger even still chasing it. I think it also shows up in our lives and the things we deal with and the fear we experience and the everyday situations that surprise us or worry us. There's that thing we're dealing with. But then there's the bigger thing. And it becomes difficult. It becomes stressful. It becomes hard to keep up with. There's so much going on. There's constantly new things. There's always a bigger fish. I know it sounds a little cliched, but I think in the long run, the best thing for us to remember in those moments is that there is an end to that chain of bigger things, and it ends with God. There's nothing bigger than God. Whether you first remember the concept from God is bigger than the boogeyman, one of the earliest VeggieTales, or just from different parts of the Bible, God always wants us to remember that He is bigger than anything we're facing. He already has the victory. We just have to turn to Him. There is nothing bigger, greater, or more powerful that we should ever fear, because we have God. In Psalms 46, verses 1 through 3, it's a refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There's nothing bigger than God, and He is always our refuge and our strength. That's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast awesomeness, you can check out the podcast wherever fine shows are consumed, or head over to the blog at nerdofgodcast.com. For the Nerd of Godcast Daily Diva, until next time, I'm Ryan, and remember, God made you special, and He loves you very much.